Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
One Gillette business fails police bar sting during alcohol compliance checks. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. One Gillette business failed a recent alcohol compliance check, commonly known as a bar sting, conducted by the Gillette Police Department. Of the 52 businesses inspected, one was cited for serving alcohol to underage decoys used in the operation. The lone failure was Grinner's Bar and Liquor, according to Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson. During these checks, police recruit individuals between 18 and 20 years old to attempt to buy alcohol without lying about their age or using fake ID. Servers who provide alcohol to a minor are ticketed, and businesses can face fines between $500 and $1,500, though penalties are often waived if corrective action is taken. The alcohol compliance checks are conducted twice a year. Annual tobacco compliance checks are also conducted. There were 45 tobacco checks with three fails, including Grinner's Bar and Liquor, Hothead Vapor, and Good to Go. Wyoming leaders back federal bill to boost school trust fund investments. Wyoming's top leaders are rallying behind new federal legislation that could unlock greater returns from the state's $5.4 billion education trust fund without raising taxes. Cowboy State Daily reported the Wyoming Education Trust Modernization Act, sponsored by U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, aims to modernize how the state invests proceeds from the school trust lands. Under current law, only interest can be spent while the principal is off limits. The proposed change could raise returns from 5% to as high as 8.3%. Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder called the bill a game changer that will increase school funding while protecting the fund's integrity. Governor Mark Gordon said the move builds on reforms from his time as state treasurer, calling it long overdue. Lummis emphasized that all constitutional safeguards remain in place and no changes are being made to land sales or exchanges. Wyoming's entire congressional delegation and education leaders support the bill, calling it a win for students and the future of public education in the state. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.